Mike Whitehall, stand by. After the next record from
Purple Microbes for the address in full,
from which you can obtain your really rather nice Mercury QSL card.
Mark Stafford is running 10 minutes with your I'll take his word on that one.
Yes, be convinced about that though, Mark. I'm sorry about this.
And this is really superb.
And you go. And this one's called Beautiful Picture. I'm releasing a honey page of 13. If you saw the picture cover, I think you'd like it.
Can you be quiet in the background there, please?
I'm trying to record a program. I'm not succeeding, but I'm trying. Okay, that address, as I promise you, is Kent Place,
Nottinghamshire, in England. Good, I can now hear myself after pressing these buttons on our
rather nice new 15-channel mixer.
It's much better than the old one.
And it sounds rather nice. Mini Messiahs, and this is the last single from Eddie and the Hot Rods. And it's going out to a good friend of mine, Eugene Ferreira. Yeah, the latest single there from Eddie and the Hot Rods called Media Messiah. On 6260, this is Stuart Clark and Radio Mercury. And we're going back now to 1977 with Tom Robinson. And this one did really well in the charts. A great sound, a pop record more than New Wave. It's called 2468 Motorway.
Choose to lose the service. Nobody knows when you're out.
If you're fool enough to want to write to us, then the address is as follows. It's Mercury, care of Kent Place, Norwell, York, Nottinghamshire and England. And if you do write in, then please enclose the term message of a self-stamped address envelope or two IRTs. If you're listening in Europe, I will send you some stickers, information and news sheets along with our QSL card as a verification. And if you have a blue QSL card already, there are some new colours available, so it's an excuse for you to write in again. Some new offers of rules for Bruce Wayne of Video Center. The reason I play it for Bruce is I know he likes vape as much as I do. And this is from the first EP called Pink Pedophiles on Pro Records many moons ago.
Thank you.
Us British have as a nation.
That one got to number one in America and Canada.
Nick Gilder and Hot Child in the city, but where did they get up here?
Absolutely nowhere. Beautiful record though, and it's Stuart Hard with you on a Monday morning for a change. Thursday, Monday, and the date must be May the 7th. Lots of good music through until 11:30. In that step of time, it's coming very, very near. And
Miles got some great records lined up for you.
More on the line of Nick Gilder.
American mostly, but also some oldies.
I've been featuring tracks today from a very fine double EP on 12-inch. It's got two groups on. One group is called The Fate of Microbes, who I'm going to play another track from now. The other group features the mother of the lead singer of The Microbes, and they're called The Poison Girls, from whom you heard Piano Lessons. Anyhow, violence grows more from The Fate of Microbes, a group to watch, as I think you may be hearing more of them. They're very good.
Trouble on the bus, but they don't pay their way. It's a reason.
guess that was called Violence Grows Full Mods. Both of my microbes, and I must admit I'm rather hooked on this group at the moment, so do excuse me while I go over the top and teasing about them, but for the next 2 or 3 weeks I think I'll be playing a track of song down the most, so gotta get ready for that and prepare yourself. Right, the last record on today's Stuart Clark show before we hear from Uncle Mark Stafford is going to be from a group, well, a person called Fashy Pastel. Remember him?
Of course you do.
And believe it or not, I love this track from the 1969 film of Butch Hassel and Sundance Kid, Raindrops Keep Falling On My Head.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bob, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I'm just from talking to the sun. Cut the rain.
Thank you to Stuart Clark. And now, for 15 minutes only, it's Mark Stafford. This is not the way I intended to spend my Monday on a bank holiday Monday. But I got dragged along to the studios to spend 15 minutes sandwiched between Stuart Clark and John Dawson. What a way to spend a bank holiday Monday. Still, I make the most of it. And starting up the Mark Stafford portion of the Mercury broadcast this morning. We return to the year of 1974 for a great sound from the BTO, from Canada, and roll on down the highway.
And a great sound from Felice Taylor. I Feel Love coming on, of course. Music continues on Mercury on a Monday. Yes, it's not a Sunday, it's a Monday morning. A bank holiday Monday on Mercury. And apart from the fact that I'm struggling through working in a new studio, I've also got the threat of John Dawson sitting right behind me, talking about 16-year-olds, believe it or not. Anyway, on with Bob Seger.
Every time he plays the bell, you're still damn good. No one's gotten to you. Every time over shooting you come, you were quicker than they thought. Turn your back and walk.
the best music.
We're going to go off the air now, Radio Mercury on 645.0
kHz due to technical problems,
but we hope to be back with you later this morning if possible. Radio Mercury is now going off the air. We apologise for this and apologise to John Dawson for that show. He's ready for it. We'll not be going out today. Possibly we shall broadcast it at about 12 o'clock.
So until then,
goodbye. Our apologies once again. Radio Mercury is closing down due to technical problems.
Goodbye.